This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. It's Prophetic Tuesday here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. It's going to be a great day. Allison Keeper's with me here in the studio along with Ruth Gentry. And this is Prophetic Tuesday. So here we go.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Yeah, we love to hear the voice of God. That's what we're going to do today here on Prophetic Tuesday. I want to welcome everybody that's listening on bpnradio.com. Or maybe you're carrying your smartphone around, tune in radio, wherever it may be, or Facebook Live. It's good to have you listening and watching here today on Prophetic Tuesday, knowing that one word from God can change your life forever. And here we are on this Tuesday morning. I want to remind you the views and opinions of those on this broadcast are any of our programs here on bpnradio.com may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are absolutely delighted that you're listening today. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. It's going to be a great day today, and wow, I'm excited. I was up late last night, early this morning, praying over names, praying over you, and it's just awesome to be able to be here and to share a word from the Lord. I want to remind those of you that have sent in your names in the past, and you got to know that we have all of these Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday. We have them archived. All you have to do is go to our new, brand new website, bpnradio.com. You can click on Breakout Radio Church, and they're archived right there in that area. So all of the programs. And so you may not have heard your prophetic word we gave you. You might want to go back and check, listen to some of those programs. You'll be blessed. I do want to say that we have a lot of people that send in requests for prophetic words for members of your family, and boy, I'd love to do that. I can do that. I'd love to do that, but we have so many individual requests that if we took time to try to prophesy over all the family members, we just wouldn't have the time to do that. So what I encourage you to do is have one of your family members, if they want a prophetic word, just to send in their name, city, and state. The reason I have you send in your name, your city, and state is because there's something about the geographical location you live in. So we're going to pray. So Allison Keeper's with me today, my spiritual daughter, and Ruth Gentry, my daughter-in-law, and just going to be a wonderful day today. And before we get started, Allison has a special announcement she's going to make before we start prophesying. What's that announcement, Allison?
Oh, well, awesome. I love this. So many of you know that I have the opportunity and the privilege to serve for Prophetic Thursdays. Normally, we do Prophetic Thursdays at the same time that we do Prophetic Tuesdays, which is 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. But starting this week and going forward, we have a new time that we will be having Prophetic Thursday. So we've got a new time, still on Thursday, but we are going to move it to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time on Thursdays. Okay, so noon, Central Standard Time, we're going to be Moving Prophetic Thursday. I'm so excited because hopefully what this will do is that opening the door to a new time will help other people be able to tune in live. Yes, hi, Regina. I missed you last Thursday, too. but I will be back live this Thursday, and so we're just so excited to have the opportunity to continue to serve in this ministry and in this capacity. So new time, Prophetic Thursdays at noon Central Standard Time starting this week.
Okay. Awesome. So people will be able to take their lunch break.
Yeah. Take your lunch with me.
Yeah. have lunch with Allison.
We can pray together. We can. And you know what I love about, we have the Facebook Live option. And one of the things that I love about Facebook Live option is we get to see, now when I prophesy, I don't typically read what's happening there because I feel like it kind of takes me out of it.
Uh-huh.
But Ian will usually record the names and he'll record the prayers. And so he's praying over. But what we see is we see the audience actually praying for each other and just being in community with one another. So it's really cool to see that community just coming together and just being a church to one another. Yeah. I love to see that. And so we're hoping that our community will expand. That's what we're praying for, that we'll have more expansion moving into this new time, Thursdays at noon. Prophetic Tuesdays will stay the same, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ruth is going to come lead us in prayer. Of course, Ruth is our manager of BPNradio.com. We got a lot of exciting things happening. BPNradio.com, don't we?
Well, and then don't forget that we are offering the 10 o'clock live Tuesday prophetic and then now noon Thursday prophetic, but it's also replayed. So if you just jump on BPNradio.com, you have an opportunity to listen, you know, throughout the day. It's replayed at 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and 10 p.m., and that's Central Standard Time. And then, of course, we also have the prophetic sessions archived on our website, BPNradio.com. So we are doing what we can to get it out there with different sources. Even
we're
like today.
Hard, aren't we?
I know. BPNradio.com, Facebook Live. In a few minutes we'll open up the phone lines.
Yeah.
We have an amazing team. We're blessed.
I know.
So let's just all join together right now, just in agreement that today we just dedicate this particular program. We just dedicate to Prophetic Tuesday to you. And we thank you. Thank you for the giftings that you have given to Pastor Dale and to Allison and the words that they will be speaking. We already thank you for that. We just ask that your hearts are open to receive and your ears open to receive and put your hands out to receive today. And I just pray for everyone that will receive a word and for those that might not have a name attached to that word, you are going to put something in their heart today. We just dedicate this program to you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives. Thank you for what you're doing at BPN Radio. We are so blessed and we just thank you for that. Thank you for all the partners financially, the prayer partners. We can't do it without you. We thank you. We bless you. And again, we just dedicate this program to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ruth. And we are going to begin just in a few moments, but I would like to share just a few moments of instructions. Remember, if you receive a prophetic word today or anytime, on any of these programs, and I know that prophecy is so very, very important, and the reason that Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday are the most listened to programs on BPNradio.com, the reason is because people need a word from God. And so many times people would like to have a word concerning their future husband, future wife, their job, their business, the purchase of a home. I know that God can speak anything he wants to, but remember that, you know, his thoughts toward us, which I believe are prophetic words, are like the sand on the seashore. So when I pray for you, when I pray over your name, then I just hear the Holy Spirit saying something about you. And I believe anything that he says about you is very significant. And it may not appear to be important, but if you'll write it down, if you receive it with your spirit, can't receive it with your mind, but if you receive it with your spirit and write it down and begin to speak that word back to you, it's amazing how that word will just begin to enlarge and expand in your life. And I've just seen it happen over and over and over again. And how God can just take a creative word expand on that. Tomorrow, I'm going to have Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. He's written a book that is incredible. And I have an incredible interview with him tomorrow. And he's been with President Trump. He laid hands on President Trump in the Oval Office recently. He's going to tell about that, tell about his new book. But I gave him a prophecy that he's going to have a national, international news network 24 hours a day, that he would be broadcasting the news in a very conservative, Christian-based programming. And he just said, I received that word. And I just gave him that word recently. It's just amazing how God can expand and enlarge, take you to places you've never been, cause you to do things you've never done, say things you've never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in. It's just amazing what one word from God can do. And so remember, as Alice and I share words today, you got to know that your name may not be attached to it, but you could say and can say, I believe that word is for me also. And so it's just going to be amazing. Could be a now word, something God is doing now, quickly, in the next few days, few weeks, or it could be a future word. Could be a year, 5 years, 10 years. I don't know exactly how that works. Could be a future word. Could be a confirming word. You've already known that. You already heard that in your spirit. Or it could be a brand new word, something you've never, ever thought about. But the Bible says, unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And I just want to mention, before I go any further, we have one of our partners who has written this prayer journal. This is what I use, Rosemary McWilliams, R.K. McWilliams. I just wanted to just promote her prayer journal. This is what I use. And it's called the Intercessory Prayer Journal. And I have all of these names written down, people that I call their names in the morning time and during the day. And so you can order that through Amazon. And that's R.K. McWilliams, Intercessory Prayer Journal. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. And I won't be able to get to everybody today, but I'll speak some prophetic words and continue on next week. Allison may also pick up some on her Prophetic Thursday. I have a word for Janelle G.M. Janelle G.M. from Forest Hill, Louisiana. That's where one of my spiritual sons, Dr. David Remedios, he's not only a pastor, but he's a surgeon and has been Gene and I's doctor for many, many years. But Janelle, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, work with the anointing. Don't follow your feelings, which can be very deceiving. Operate in that spirit-led life and the sensitivity that you have had since you were a little girl. You have an unusual gift to hear his voice. He is opening many different and wonderful doors for you to go through in your future. You have a wonderful mark of obedience on your life, Janelle. I hear him saying, just come and follow me. You're embarking on a wonderful and beautiful journey together with the Holy Spirit. So, Allison, I'll give these prophetic words, and you pray or bless these people and share any additional thing you might have to say about Janelle.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can stand on that side of you, too, if you want. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Janelle. And I just, I heard in my spirit, just started to stir, and I heard these words, get back up on your feet. Get back up on your feet, Janelle. And I just heard God saying that there's been some circumstances recently in your life that's got you focusing on those circumstances more than you're focusing on his glory. And he says, come back and focus on my glory. Focus on all of the things that I have already worked in your life for the good and for the better. Focus on all of those things. Don't be focused on this distraction. Don't be focused on the mud, so to speak. Like there's mud, and he's like, you're focusing on, like, I can't get my shoe out of the mud. I can't get it out of the mud. And he says, get back up on your feet. Get back up on your feet and get moving. And I bless you, Janelle, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I believe we can work right here.
Okay.
And
I'm a little louder than you, though. You want?
No, I think
we're
doing. I think we're doing fine here.
Okay.
It's amazing our microphone, how it picks up. So I have this word for Aronda R, and she's from Edmond, Oklahoma. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Aronda, that it's not too late. Some things you've given up on, and consider Lost opportunities are coming around again. High hopes dashed in the wake of time and circumstances, allowing these hurts and disappointments to put you in a prevent mode, not allowing yourself to go there so you can avoid any more hurt or disappointments. So take the risk. Make yourself available to dream again concerning those things or people you feel that have passed you by. It's evident you're a very successful lady, but there's much, much more. Open your heart, open your arms. It's time to embrace again, love again, and receive these opportunities that you thought were gone forever. For he's a God of the second time or the second chance.
So good. That's so good. And I want to second that word, success. Success. I see angels surrounding you. There's angels all around you, and God's just saying, look, I want you to be reminded that you are never alone. Sometimes success can be lonely. Leadership can be lonely. And he's saying, no, I have the angels around you. They're supporting you. They're holding you up. They are with you. I am with you. You are never alone. And I just hear him saying that over and over again. You are never alone. And I just, again, I hear this stirring in my heart that, again, about the focus, right, is what you focus on and what you're feeding. And when you're focusing on the I'm lonely, you create a lonely space. You've created a lonely space for yourself, and God's saying, stop speaking that you're lonely. You are completely surrounded, and you are not alone. Feed that. I am not alone. I am not alone. I am surrounded. I am surrounded, and I bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I have a word for Les. Les J. He's from Ashland, Alabama, and I'll put my prophetic cords up here a little bit. And Les, as I called your name in prayer this morning, I heard the Holy Spirit say, give yourself some time. Don't allow others to pressure you into making premature decisions that you don't have a peace about. Wait on him. Wait for confirmation concerning these decisions. Remember that we make right choices when we listen to right voices. Wrong voices will help us to make wrong choices. And they also, in too many voices, I heard the Holy Spirit say, too many voices create confusion and double-mindedness. So pause and consider, Selah, and you'll know what to do, and you'll know when to do it. Les, I bless you.
Yes, I bless you, Les. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, run your own race. Run your own race. That there's several races going on, and I have a picture literally of a marathon race, and he's saying you can't look at the guy that's ahead of you and the guy that's behind you and compare yourself to their pace, right? You can't compare yourself to their pace. This is your race. Run your race. Yes, keep striving, keep pushing, but also too when you're running that marathon, what happens is you come into there's a restful place that you come into when you find your pace, and that rest is, you know, it's kind of a, it seems like an oxymoron, because you're thinking, how do I rest when I'm running a marathon? Yeah. And there's only one way to find the rest, and his rest lies in you running your own race, sitting in that pace, that you own. Like you've practiced to get to this pace, and he's saying you come sit in it, because that's where he's at. That's where he's at. That's where he's going to give you the rest. And it's going to feel like, wait a second, I should be totally exerted at this pace that I'm running, but I am restful. And I see you in this marathon, and he's reminding you that you don't have to excel out of this pace, because it's not a sprint. He's not called you into a race of a sprint. He's called you into a race of a marathon, where you sit in that restful pace, And I hear 8:43, and I, of course, there's a pace that can be 8:43, but there's that scripture might be, I don't know. I just hear that number, 8:43, and maybe it's a time. I can't. Thank you, Jesus.
A restful pace.
A restful pace.
A restful pace. You know, sometimes we would say in the natural, we would say restful place, but you're saying restful pace. That's good. I like that word. It's amazing, Allison, that every week we have the opportunity to speak to people across America and around the world. I mean, I've got requests from different places around, not just America, but around the world.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome opportunity. I'm thankful.
So cool.
I want to remind you that if you will, we'll also, Allison, I will be giving some prophetic words over people that leave your name, city, and state on our Facebook page. And also, we're going to take some phone calls. You might want to write this number down for those that are listening on bpnradio.com or TuneIn Radio on your smartphone, 979-596-0195. That's 979-596-0195. We'll probably take maybe a few phone calls today. And in a moment, Allison will have a word for somebody that's left their name, city, and state. I do have a word for Dana. I believe that's Dana or Dana from Dana M. from Bristol, Connecticut.
Ooh, I bet it's pretty there right now.
Yeah. Wow. I agree. I see you going through a season of elimination.
Mm.
So many options in your life, some at one time or another that seem so important, but not so important. I hear the Holy Spirit saying He's cleaning out your room, getting rid of some things that are hindering you from finding your primary giftings and callings in life, rearranging your room, even eliminating some old friends that no longer are to play a significant role or a key role in your life. It's time to listen to your heart, focusing on the things that He has placed inside of you, especially those things that the Holy Spirit has planted inside of you or did plant inside of you as a girl. You're a very talented and gifted young lady. Dana, we bless you.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Dana. And I immediately got a picture of spring coming up, spring coming out. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, step outside your door and go look at the blossoms that are on the trees that are out there in front of you, how they're just starting to bud. And he says these are the gifts that I've put inside of you. I've set you alongside a river. I've set you alongside a river, and you are a vessel. You are a vessel of knowledge and wisdom, and you have a gift to give. But he's saying, I'm doing something new, just like spring is something new is blooming. He's blooming something new inside of you. And it's there's something new with these gifts, something that you've never done before with these gifts that's new and that's budding inside of you. And I just bless you, Dana. I bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Mm. Why don't you give a word for Jacob, who is watching on Facebook today, Amherst, New York.
Yeah, thank you, Father. Father God, we pray for our brother Jacob, and we pray for what he is going through, God. God, that I just hear you saying that, you know, he's been searching for a word, and that's the word right there, though, thank you, Jesus, is that I hear the word searching, Jacob. I hear the word searching, and God says, remember, whenever you're searching it, and like you're in this dark place, sorry, these kind of Holy Spirit, you're in a dark place, and you're searching, and I just hear Holy Spirit saying, but I've put a flashlight in your hand. I'm the flashlight. I'm the flashlight, and I will illuminate all the spaces that are made dark, and you do not have to wander anymore. You do not have to wander anymore, for I am your flashlight. And I thank you, Jesus. I see the kind of flashlight, like the big, huge black flashlights that have the scope on them that you can narrow them down really small, and you can narrow it or you can expand it to really large. And I just hear Holy Spirit saying, and take that flashlight. Take me. He's the flashlight. Remember, take him and expand him. Stop narrowing him down, pointing it to where you think it's supposed to point to. And he's saying, no, expand it, and I will illuminate the entire space, and you will no longer be standing in the dark. I thank you, Jesus, for that word, and I bless you, Brother Jacob.
Yes, I bless you too, Jacob. I just declare there's some longings in your heart that are amazing that you have never told anybody about, and you need to begin to speak those things, because I believe that we literally speak our worlds into existence.
Yes,
Sharon T. is watching in Placerville, California. Gene and I lived near Placerville for a little while. And I just declare that that God is expanding you beyond the borders of your own reasoning. Sometimes we're prohibited by our thought patterns, but God is wanting to expand you beyond the natural sense, beyond your thought patterns, and move you into a new territory, a new dimension. Mm-hmm. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Sharon, why should you stand and look at what other people are doing and envy them, or saying, you know, if I could just walk in their shoes. Mm. I declare, Sharon, the Holy Spirit is saying all things are yours. Mm-hmm. All things are yours, and all things are possible, and nothing is impossible. So I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's expanding your thoughts. He's expanding the thoughts of your mind, and developing you a new spirit of creativity to take you beyond yourself. Mm. So we bless you, Sharon.
Yes, and Sharon, I just hear Holy Spirit saying that I hear the word farmer. I hear the word farmer, and somewhere in your lineage that there's grandma and grandpa, great grandma and grandpa. Somewhere in the lineage, there's actual farmers, and God's saying that He gave you that same gifting that it's put in you, but you're a different kind of farmer, and you're thank you Jesus, you're a farmer of people. Of people, and the farming of people means that you're sowing seeds. You're sowing those seeds into the people, and just like a farmer, though, you're sowing them in with full belief that there will be a harvest. There's a full belief, but there's also a patience. Yeah. There's a patience that comes with the farming, a patience and a belief. I hear that just over and over again, patience and belief, that you sow the seeds. You're sowing the seeds into the fertile ground. It is fertile. There's a belief that you've worked the soil, you've tilled the soil. It's fertile. You're putting these seeds in fertile ground, and just like your ancestors, you have the belief in the patience of a farmer to in an expectancy of that harvest, and such a bountiful harvest that this harvest will, yes, it will feed you and your family, but this harvest wasn't meant for you to gain from, right? This is a harvest meant for many. And I see cornfield, right? That goes on and on and on and on, like a cornfield where there's so much, an abundance of corn. And again, this is just the vision that I'm getting, an abundance of corn that you only have so much. You say, I have enough for my family. In fact, this is more than enough for my family. And there's still oodles left over, oodles and oodles to give out. And again, because you have that expectancy, you have that belief, you have that patience set inside of you. So sow the seeds, keep sowing the seeds, keep watering the ground. Let him be the sun that rises them up, that rises them up. But you, it's your words. It's your words are the seeds. Your words are the seeds. Your love is the seeds that you are planting in the hearts of so many that will go on and reach thousands and thousands. And I bless you in Jesus'
name.
That's
a great word for Sharon. I see. Thank you. And God bless you, Sharon. I have a word for, I don't know if I can pronounce his name right or not, Tirasu, T-I-R-U-S-E-W, Hussein, from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, Africa. That's a long ways from Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
But the miracle of the internet's amazing. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, forgiveness. That's the key word, the buzzword, forgiveness. Forgiving those who have caused so much pain and suffering to you and your family. Mm. I hear the Holy Spirit saying He's doing a major healing in your heart as you continue to walk in love and forgiveness, carrying that message mm-hmm. to your village and many other villages as well.
Mm-hmm.
I see you carrying that message to many different geographical locations in Africa. Your arrival will be as a well springing up in their lives with healing of many people's hearts. So many people need
so
their
good.
Hearts to be healed. And so I bless you there. Tirasu Hussein, there in Ethiopia, Africa.
Yes, absolutely. And I bless you, and I bless the ministry that has been placed in front of you. And I hear these words from you crying out to God. Why so much burden, God? Why have I been so burdened? And I just hear Holy Spirit saying that there are some who will carry more burden than others in this life. Yeah. There are some who will carry more burdens than others in this life. And I just hear him saying, but I am doing a great work in you. I have built your faith so strong, and I have built your trust in me, for I have also done a lot of good in your life. Yes. I have done a lot of good in your life, and yet there still remains greatness to be had in your life. And I just hear Holy Spirit saying, so that you can release the burdens of the past, release the burdens of the past. You don't have to keep carrying those on. You don't have to keep trekking with those, but release those so that you can continue on in this ministry that he has set upon you. And I bless you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And while we are, Allison, while we're in Africa,
yeah,
I have a word for Stephen. Stephen K. Have you ever been to Africa?
I have not, but I long to go.
You will go.
Yeah.
I hear the Holy Ghost saying, I'm prophesying over you, that you will go to Africa. It'll be
that.
A special word, a special message, and it will be accompanied by a special invitation. Not just going on your own, but there will be a special invitation.
Thank you,
wow. Thank Hallelujah. Stephen from Lagos, Nigeria, Africa. I see you starting Bible schools and ministry centers to train others, majoring on your amazing gift of teaching and instructing others, ignoring those who have made false promises about helping you. A lot of people have made false promises, but you are to ignore that and concentrate on your assignment. Run with your vision, and others will run with you. So we bless you, Stephen.
Yes, that's so good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Stephen, and thank you for God, the blessings that you have placed upon his life, God. And I thank you for him. Thank you for the work that he is has done already, and that he will continue to do, Father. I hear the word shoes. Stephen, I just hear the word shoes, that there's so many who need shoes. And I don't know if you have a connection to a shoemaker. You have a connection, a divine appointment that is going to place shoes on those who are shoeless, on those who are trying to run. They're trying to run, and they can go so much faster, and they can go so much further, and they can go so much more comfortably with shoes on their feet. And I just am hearing Holy Spirit saying, this is a ministry that's set upon your heart as shoes. And I see children who have never seen shoes before getting brand new shoes put upon their feet. And I bless you, Stephen, in Jesus' name.
Well, I want to take a break here, let Ruth come and give a shout out to some people that are joining us today. It's good to have Allison Kieber, my spiritual daughter, here with me today. And of course, Allison is on every Thursday. And remember, in case you just joined us, she has a brand new time, 12 noon Central Time. People can have lunch with Allison, hear a prophetic word. And so that's great. You're listening to, I'll have Ruth Gentry to give a station break here. And give a shout out, a station break and a shout out.
Okay, a station break. Well, thank you for listening to bpnradio.com. If you're watching Facebook Live, look at this new logo back behind me, bpnradio.com. So we love connecting with Facebook Live, but what we also love is throughout the day, you know, jump on your smartphones, your computer, if you're at the office listening, and put that on, bpnradio.com. We've got so many wonderful programs playing all day. And I kind of think this is cool that we are going to move Thursday to noon, because you can grab your lunch and get spiritually fed. So you're not going to just get physically fed. You're going to get spiritually fed on Thursdays. And that's the word that I just got when I was walking up here. So I want to bless Regina, and I want to speak blessings over Jenna, and blessings over Ann, and blessings over Jenna, blessings over Allison, blessings over Lori, and blessings over Rebecca, blessings over Joshua, blessings over Tammy, and blessings over Nancy. Speak blessings over David, and speak blessings over Maddie and Cassandra. And for all those listening, for all those watching, and not just now currently while we're live, but throughout the day, if you're listening to my voice right now, I just want to say that we are speaking blessings over you. We are praying for you. And we love Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday because, as you know, the giftings that God has given to Pastor Dell and Allison are, that is what it is a gift. And so we love that. But know we have a team that is also praying for you. And so we have Cheryl that is always joining us, and you put your prayer request in, and we have Rhonda praying on Fridays. So we speak blessings to you when you hear this voice that we are praying for you. We are speaking blessings over you, and we do want to be able to give you a word. We have so many that send in their names. We can't get to everybody, but hear our heart that we are praying for you. We speak blessings over you, and thank you for being with us on BPN. And radio.com today.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth, and I appreciate you very, very much. And wow, just an honor to be able to speak into people's lives. And I know that some of you never turn your name in. You could, but you may be hesitant. I heard someone said the other day, I watch you, someone from Scotland said, I watch you every week, almost every week, but I've never sent my name in. I'm just reluctant, maybe a little fearful, a little scared. And that's what's happened to people. We open the phone lines, but people says, oh, I don't want to be on radio. I don't want to. But we're going to give you an opportunity. If you want to call 979, I believe that Ruth has the... she has the control, and we'll take maybe two or three phone calls. People are reluctant, but if you're really brave and say, I'd just like for you to pray for me, 979-596-0195, 979-596-0195, and we'll turn the music off there. It's playing right now, Ruth. And if we can just...
I bet Eliana hears you saying that.
There we go. All right, we'll turn that off so we can maybe take a phone call. Okay, yeah, Eliana probably heard that. We have Eliana. We appreciate Eliana. And she is working with us from Moldova. And she's our editor, lives in Moldova. It's amazing what you can do through internet. So I'm going to give you just a few seconds to call 979-596-0195, and I'll pray for you. So we have about three different ways that we can pray for people and share with people a word from God, or what I call a prophetic prayer. We may try that again a little bit later. Also, you can leave any comments on Facebook if you're watching Facebook Live, or if you are joining us on the radio, you can just send me a text, or you can send me an email at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. So, Allison, you come back in, and why don't you? You got a word for somebody?
I do. He can always tell, right? He can always just kind of tell when there's a word stirring. And there was a word that was actually stirring in me over there when Ruth and Pastor Dale were talking about sometimes if you don't receive a word, and the Holy Spirit just immediately put this on my heart. And you have to know, like, I don't think I've heard this song probably in 25 years. It's probably been 25 years since I've heard this song. There's a song by Alison Krauss. It's a country song, and it's called When You Say Nothing at All. And so I had to pull up the words because that was what Holy Spirit was stirring inside of me over there. And the first lyrics are, it's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. I'm going to repeat that because I really am feeling like that's a word for someone. Yes, there can be words for people in lyrics. It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. And I don't know who that word was for, but that was really stirring in me, that song, because sometimes we don't necessarily hear our name attached to a word, but something stirs in our spirit. Or maybe we we've been longing for a word and we're not hearing that word. And we're, you know, why? I've put my name in so many times. Why is a word not being delivered to me? Because again, we're talking about Holy Spirit delivering you a word. Allison can deliver you a word of encouragement. Papa Dale can deliver you a word of encouragement. But that's not why we're here. We're not here to be Allison and Dale giving you a word of encouragement. This is about what Holy Spirit has to say to you, right? What does Holy Spirit have to say to you? And there are times where I feel so strongly about this right now that God is saying, you are not receiving a word because I am trying to talk to you over here. I am trying to meet you in your prayer closet. Oh, remember that place that you set up that you don't go to anymore? That's where I'm trying to meet you. I'm trying to meet you in the journals of words that you have received before. I'm trying to meet you back at those words that you have forgotten and that you failed to repeat and rehearse. I'm saying something to you when I don't say anything at all. And so I'm not sure who that word was for today. I know that I can receive that word myself a little because I don't put my name in. I don't put my name in anymore, right? You know, I'm kind of one of those. I'm like you guys. Like I watch, I listen, I'm here, and but I'm not putting my name in, and primarily because I don't want to steal it from anybody else.
Right.
And maybe some of you feel that way too. Is that you say, well, I have a lot of time with God. I spend a lot of time with Him. And there are some of you who you're really needing a word of confirmation because you really feel like you've heard a lot from God. But you need the word of confirmation. And so if you haven't left your name with us, I just really encourage you, even if it's sending us in through email where no one else can see it, right? And it's just directly here to our prayer team or Facebook, wherever that is. But we want to hear from you. We want to be able to pray over you. Because I've heard from people all over who said, I religiously tune in to Prophetic Tuesdays and Prophetic Thursdays, but I've never left my name. And so thank you, Jesus. I'm just really hearing Him say that, like, there's a level, He wants you to step out of that comfort of just being an observer. And perhaps that your spirit hasn't stirred for a word either, because He's saying, step out of the comfort of being an observer and be a participant. That's good. Don't be just an observer. Be a participant. Being participating also means just leaving your name, stepping out in faith that God does have a word for you, because He has a word for all of us. He doesn't just say, oh, you know, Ruth, she's such a good daughter. I'm just going to talk to her all the time, right? But she'll receive that, right? But then to some of us, then we say, well, I'm bad, or I've done too much in my life, or I have too much baggage. And Holy Spirit is saying, don't you ever say that. Don't you ever say that. You have a seat right here, yeah. Right next to Him. Yeah. Right next. He's got the table ready for you. It is the most glorious table setting you can possibly imagine. That's and right. You have a seat. Your little name card is sitting there on the dish that's mm-hmm. sitting right next to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Right next to Jesus. And he wants to look over at you and talk to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I bless whoever that word was for.
Yeah, and also, Allison, I had a recent conversation with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown that's going to be my guest tomorrow. He's going to talk about how he got to go in and lay hands on President Trump, mm-hmm. and he said he was just out. He was in the opposite wing of the White House when suddenly somebody came in and said, Vice President Mike Pence is here to talk to us. And he came in and the vice president said, let's go across the street and let's visit with the president. And he said, all of a sudden, I went across the street into the Oval Office. Unbelievable. And there I was when they called for people to pray that I was asked to lay hands on the president. I asked him and he said, yes, please lay hands on me and pray for me. He said, I went from one wing of the White House where I was joining some other ministers. He'll tell the story better tomorrow. And then suddenly I'm in the Oval Office laying hands and praying for the most powerful man in the world. He said it all happened in just 2 or 3 hours time. It all took place. Yeah. And I'm saying that to say this, that we need to live in that realm of anticipation, mm-hmm. where anything can happen. anything can happen at any moment. And if we just live in that, believing that God wants to expand our lives, and just knowing that that the future is a good future and anything can happen at any certain moment, if we live in that, it's amazing how God can just open up the world, open up the nation or the nations of the world. It's just it's amazing how that happens.
It's so good. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. And I think, you know, is what if he would have said, oh, I don't have that gift.
Right.
I don't have the gifting of laying hands. You know, have someone else do that. And I can share a testimony of mine real quick. I was at a large event. We called it Godlapalooza.
Wow.
It was awesome. Leland was there actually leading worship.
Wow.
And while he was leading worship, God said to me, you're going to go up to this woman. You're going to lay hands on her. And I started arguing with God. That's not my gifting, God. I've never laid hands on anybody. I don't have the gift of healing. And he said, go lay your hands. And so I went and came up behind her and laid my hands on where I thought that the ailment was. And I prayed, and I prayed in tongues, and I was there. And probably 15 minutes, but it felt like a minute, right? And then I just walked away. I didn't know what else to do. I just walked away. And the day after, she found me, and she said, you don't know, but I came here specifically for healing. God told me that because she had been searching out a drug that would heal her. And so she kept seeing this picture of God showing her on top of a mountain was this drug that was going to help her. Right, this medicine, not drug, medicine, I guess, but this medicine that was going to help her, and so she came, just expectant of healing, and I think of that. How many of us though have sat and argued with God and said, "God, I can't do that," and He's like, "You're right." He's like, "You're right, Allison. You can't. Allison Keeber does not have the power to heal, but the Holy Spirit does."
That's right.
And she can be a vessel if she just is obedient.
Yeah.
And so how many of us is that a word for? What if he had not been obedient? We have no idea what that will translate into. And I heard from her, this was probably 4 or 5 years ago. I heard from her since recently, and she is still to this day healed.
Wow. It's amazing. Amazing.
Amazing what obedience can do.
I know.
So don't talk to God about all the things that you can't do, right? He doesn't want to hear all the things that you can't do. He already says, I already know what I put inside of you. I already fully know what you're capable of. So don't tell me what you can't do, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. It's a good word.
Yeah.
It's a good word. I want to give a shout out to my friends in England. You know, even though I don't travel there physically anymore, we have so many wonderful friends in the nation of England, the United Kingdom, and boy, it's wonderful that I could just go there without getting on a plane. So we got this. We have Maddie from Cornwall, England, that is listening. I've ministered many times in that area, in Cornwall, and why don't you just pray for Maddie?
Yeah.
Maddie R. in Cornwall, England.
Yeah, Maddie, I've been holding your name in my hand, and the second that Ruth handed me your name, it was as soon as I took this paper, I heard Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And Maddie, I just feel like you are someone who joy, his joy literally radiates from you. And I hear him saying that you have great exploits. There's great exploits that are going to come for you. And just in recent times, and in recent times they are to come recently. And thank you, Jesus. And I see there's a, thank you. So I get pictures a lot when God's giving me a word. And Maddie, I see you standing amongst a lot of people. Okay, so you're on a street, a busy street, and there's lots of people around you, and they're going and they're going and they're going, and it's kind of cinematic, if you will, where you're standing still and all the people are moving fast, but the space around you is really still, And I hear Holy Spirit saying that I have placed you in this place specifically for a reason, specifically for a reason. And I really just feel like God's saying that you are going to reach out to these people who, again, they're going like hyper speed in comparison to this like bubble of, I wish I could cinematically show it to you, this bubble of stillness that you are in. And again, it's a big bubble. So it's like you're in the middle of the street. There's no cars, but all the people are hustling, bustling on the sidewalks. And I just hear Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I just hear Holy Spirit saying that you are going to reach out, and you're going to literally, you're going to pluck people out of that busyness, and you are going to teach them. You are going to teach them how to be still. Right, and how to be still, and you're going to teach them how to live a deliberate life that is set in peace and in joy and in restfulness, but deliberately set in that. I hear that word over and over again, deliberately, because that bubble that you're in is very deliberate. It's a very deliberate space versus the busyness of people looks deliberate, right? Because they're going somewhere. They're walking somewhere. They're fast. They're hustling and bustling to get there. And so the world will have us say that's very deliberate. But I hear Jesus saying that, no, you're going to pluck them out and show them what real deliberate looks like. A space of rest, a space of joy, a space of peace. Mm-hmm. And I bless you, Maddie, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I bless you too, and all of our friends there in the United Kingdom, in England, Scotland, Ireland, places we've ministered before. As you were praying, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, Allison, that God is putting prophetic teams together. Mm. You know, you and I and Ruth are working as a prophetic team today, and I believe that God is putting prophetic teams today. I love to work in mm-hmm. company mm-hmm. with other prophetic voices. Love to work with you, love to work with Ruth. And it's amazing how that we spark one another, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Iron sharpens iron. That's what the Bible says. I believe that some of you have great that are listening today on bpnradio.com or you're watching on Facebook, I believe that some of you have great prophetic anointings.
Mm, yes.
And I just feel that we need to release. Yes. Ruth is going to come, and all three of us are going to pray that prophetic yes. anointing that is inside of some of you would just be released.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd just be a great release of that prophetic anointing. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can just start writing those prophetic words down. There's something about when God gives you something, doing something with it. And I find that I keep my prophetic anointing sharpened by just giving prophetic words weekly, sometimes at Breakout Radio Church on Sunday mornings that we broadcast. But it's just amazing. We just speak that. So we're just going to speak that word of release over you. The word of release, to release that prophetic anointing so that some of you can operate in prophetic company. And if there's anything that we need is more prophetic voices. I mean, everybody that prophesies is not necessarily a prophet or prophetess. I believe that confirmation needs to come from other prophets or apostles. But I believe that everybody can prophesy, and some of you just need that release. So mm-hmm. we're just going to stretch out our hands yeah. and just mm-hmm. pray over you right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just speak that word of release over those that are watching today, are listening on bpnradio.com. That prophetic anointing, that is inside of you, will just be released. Just put your hand on your belly. Jesus said, out of your belly, out of your innermost being shall flow that prophetic word. So just speak that word of release over you. And Allison and Ruth can pray also. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. That word of release.
I have a word for a Leslie.
Okay.
Can I deliver that
sure.
really quick? So
sure.
I don't even know if Leslie is listening or watching, but I got this. She had sent me a private message about a word, and I just, right there, God just put this word in my heart very clearly. What you long for is exactly what you're supposed to be for someone else. There's a reason why it's not coming into your life because God's saying what you are longing for is exactly what you are supposed to be for someone else. And if he gives you what you're longing for, there will be a stop into you being what you need to be for someone else. And so that longing that you have, that longing that you've been, that what you've been praying for, you are to go and be that for someone else. You are to go and be that for someone else. And I just bless you, Leslie, in Jesus'
name.
That's
good. That's very good. And while we're praying on specific things, I want Ruth to come, and I want her to lead us in a prayer for those of you that are in business. You know, we have dedicated our entire day. Well, Ruth, tell them a little bit about Marketplace Saturday, and I want us to specifically pray for those of you that are in business or those of you that want to start a business.
Yeah.
I believe that it's high time that some of you started working for yourself. So Ruth, share that, and we're going to pray for the business people.
Okay, awesome. Well, let me back up just a little bit because I think this ties into the day. The very first word that Pastor Dale had for Janelle, and then Allison jumped up here and just kind of went with that, was get back on your feet. So I just want to speak that corporately. Get back on your feet. You've been saying, I can't do it, and you've given all kinds of reasons why you can't do it. So I feel like this is for a lot of people, but just get back on your feet. So if that's personally, or if that's ministry, or if that's business. But I was talking actually to my daughter and my future son-in-law, and I made a comment, something reference about ministry or if they were going to be in business, blah, blah, blah. And my daughter quickly corrected me, and which is okay, because we can do that, right? And we have that relationship. So she goes, Mom, I will always be in ministry. And so when I just spoke that, you know, whether it's personal, whether it's ministry, whether it's business, it really is all tied together. And Dale has this great thing about three is better and all that. I'll let him tell that because it's a really great story, but I'll mess that up. But it's what you need to do. You got to get back on your feet personally, and I just keep hearing this, personally, ministry, and your business. And so whatever that is that's been in your heart, just do it. Just really, really do it. Can I go ahead and do the tithe teaching really quick?
Yeah.
Okay, because I got up this morning, I was praying for our program, I was praying for Marketplace Saturday, which that's what Pastor Dale asked me to share about, which is really, really exciting. But as I was praying about that, what really the Holy Spirit put on my heart was to share a testimony, to share a story. And so I grabbed, probably all of you know this, Genesis 28, 20 to 22. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey, your journey of life, right? And I am taking, and I will give me food to eat and the clothes to wear so that I will return safely to my father's household. Then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as my pillar will be God's house. And all that I give me, and that all that you give me, I will give you a tenth. We all, I think, if you've been in one Sunday school class or you've sat through one service, you've heard all of the tithe teaching. You've heard all of the messages, and you've heard of the tenth and all those things. Those are all good words. Please hear my heart. Those are all really, really good words. And they really, really work. You apply this to your life in any area, it works. So my little testimony, my story that I wanted to share, it was a businessman. It was a personal friend of mine. And he was running a very successful business. And in a few months, I want to say, it went from a very successful business to just over the top. And I was like so curious what he had done in his business plan to change from going from very seriously very successful but just over the top. And so I said to my friend, I said, what have you done? What's like your business tips? What have you changed? What have you, you know, what is your marketing plan? And he looked at me and he goes, I started tithing on my business. And I stopped because, to be honest, at that time in his life, he was not a believer. And so it kind of caught me by surprise. And so I said, wow, that is awesome. And I said, so how did that come about? And he said, I was at a Christian business meeting. I didn't realize it was a Christian-based business. And he goes, and I don't know about all that stuff. But I listened to the principles that the man, the leader, the speaker spoke on. And I listened to those principles. And I was thinking quickly in my business mind, I was thinking, if this is working, you know, and I can give a tenth, or I can give whatever the Holy Spirit puts on, you know. So it might not be a tenth. It might be a 20%. It might be 50%. I don't know. It depends on what blessing. I always think that that's something you pray about in your heart, and I like to give more because I want a bigger blessing back. I'm not trying to be selfish. I'm just telling you what I do. But whatever you do. And so at that time, he just made a commitment to sow in his business, not his personal checkbook, but in his business, he began giving a tenth back to different organizations throughout the city, different charitable organizations. He was not going to church. He was not a believer. He didn't have a local church. He just found places where he gave. And his business, I can't even tell you how fast that grew. So anyway, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you with the words, get back on your feet. I want to encourage you with Genesis 28:20. He is taking care of our journey. He is there for us. He's never going to let you down. And then I want to remind you of this amazing testimony. We actually got a testimony today. If you are joining us through Facebook, Teresa, thank you for sharing that testimony. The Holy Spirit puts an amount on her heart to give last week, or maybe the week before. And so she sewed that into bpnradio.com. And Teresa, thank you. But she really didn't feel like she had it, I guess, financially to give. And again, I don't know if she was giving out of her personal account, if she was giving out a business account. I don't know the situation. But the Holy Spirit gave her exactly what he put on her heart. He blessed her right back with it the next day. So I'm just encouraging you in whatever your situation is, the Holy Spirit's there for you. And all you have to do, and I think we've been mentioning that, is all you have to do is ask. All you have to do is put your hands out to receive. But there is a process of sowing and reaping, and I believe that in anything, in kindness, in words. Pastor Dale and Allison and I, as we were, you know, speaking a release of prophecy, you know, giving positive words to people, you're going to get positive words back. I mean, it's just sowing and reaping. So I'm not even for sure that that's all what I was supposed to share, but if you feel, or you are led, or you are tugged on your heart to give to bpnradio.com, we would appreciate it so much. There's multiple ways you can give. You can write a check. That's a little bit old school, but we still love that. And you can write a check, make that out to Breakout Ministries. P.O. Box 91985 is where you send that to. That's here in Austin, Texas, 78737. I'm going to say that one more time. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78707. And that's made payable to Breakout Ministries. If you'd like to go on our website, bpnradio.com, go to the donate page. That's so easy. You just go to the donate button, push it, and you can put in a PayPal account that you have. You can put in a Visa, a MasterCard, a debit card, a credit card. You can set up recurring payments. You can do it one time. Please go to our website, bpnradio.com. It gives a listing of our programs. It gives a listing of Marketplace Saturday information. That's what I was really supposed to get up here and talk about. And so go to letspraymerica.com. We have free downloadable resources for you, books that Pastor Dell has written, books that Miss Jean has written. It'll be a blessing in your life. We just appreciate it. We know that we're just here trying to partner with you, help you, speak encouraging words to you. So just go to bpnradio.com. And I feel like you can navigate to the donate page, to the Let's Pray America website, and get the free downloadable things. I think at the bottom it will give you our website, letspraymerica.com. Okay, I've said all, and the breakup, I didn't say anything about Marketplace Saturday. So go to the website. It's got all the information. It's got a great video. It tells you about it. It has a great lineup for Saturday. We're super excited about it. If you have questions, then just email Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth, and really appreciate you. We just want to bless all you business people, or people that want to be in business, why not work for yourself? I just believe there's amazing opportunities. And Ian and Allison, they've recorded a video that you can go to bpnradio.com and watch. And I just want Allison to come and bless the business people, because her and her husband, Ian, they're on with us every Sunday at Breakout Radio Church. If you don't have a church or a pastor, you just go to bpnradio.com and go to Breakout Radio Church. We have members. I'm leading a church comprised of radio members across America and around the world, 40 states and nations. We have members there. But we have 15 hours of broadcasting every Saturday from 9 a.m. to midnight, interviews, people. We have Ian Allison. They're on every Saturday. One of my spiritual sons, Evander Holyfield, the boxer, he's on every Saturday. And we have a number of business people, speakers, and you guys are in business. And, you know, it's wonderful to work for yourself, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I want you to speak a blessing on the business people that are watching or listening.
Father God, I know that you have placed unique giftings in each and every one of us, God.
Yes.
And right now, today, I just want to pray for all of those. There's a statistic that says that 86% of Americans, and this is just in America alone, actually hate what they do for a living.
Yeah.
It's a really large stat, and that's a really strong word. And God, I just, today I pray for those who, when Monday rolls around, it's hard for them, God, because there's something that they long for, that they know that they should be doing something different, God, that there's this unique gifting that's been placed inside of them that it feels like it's locked up by the cubicle in which they sit in, God. And God, we know that not every single person is made to own their own business. Not every single person is made to walk that out, God. But what we do know is that you have placed an entrepreneurial spirit and so many people who have yet to untap that gifting that you have given them, God. Mm-hmm. And today I want to pray release over that entrepreneurial spirit that you have put in so many people, God, because I believe that you have placed this gifting inside of them, because there is this, when that spirit is unlocked, when the prison door is thrown open, and when they can tap into that gifting, not only do they provide a different life for them and their family, God, but they provide a different life for those who are consumers of their product, those who are participants in their business, those who are affected by the finances of the business.
Yes.
There's just so many lives who are still yet to be affected by those who are currently being imprisoned. So many lives. And for me, God, you know that the desires of my heart each and every day is to just keep going and to persevere through all of the discomfort, God, because there are those lives who are attached to us walking out our giftings, God, and believing that that entrepreneurial gift will just be released today. And God, and that yes, thank you, Jesus, that the words that some of them speak, well, I'm better off doing this. God says, I know better. I know better. Stop saying you are better off. Stop trying to feed the excuses. Your excuses are like lions in a cage. Your excuses are like lions in a cage. They are hungry and they will eat whatever is thrown at them. They will eat whatever is thrown at them. But I hear God saying, but you let those lions free. You let those lions roam where they are supposed to roam. And whatever, if it gets thrown at them and they're not hungry, that they're already fed, that they're already happy, they won't come after it. They won't come after it. So like lions in a cage are your excuses. Stop feeding the excuses. Start feeding your gifts. Start feeding the promises and the visions that God has placed upon your heart. And no, yes, God says, no, it won't be easy. Let me just tell you that right off. It will not be easy. But thank you, God, that for when we step out in discomfort, that if there is one life that is forever changed, one life, because with one life changed, there are thousands and thousands and thousands attached. But God, thank you that when you birth an entrepreneurial spirit in us, God, that it's not just one, that it's many and many and many, God. And I just pray that those who entrepreneurial spirit is released today, that their legacy is also birthed today, God.
Sure.
And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for those who have been brave enough to have stepped out, those who have been brave enough to walk through failure and to say, I will get up, I will stand up and I will walk again.
Yes.
Because failure will not keep me down. It will not hold me back from what God has called me to do. In fact, thank you for the failure. Thank you for the failure, God. I will not give the enemy credit for the failure. I will give God the credit for the failure, for he is building my faith and making me stronger. For each time I fall, I get up stronger.
Yeah.
And one day when I was just toddling around, and now here I am running your race, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
We bless you. We bless those of you who are being released today in Jesus',
name.
Feel the release.
Feel
the release. Own the release. Declare it. Declare today that if you felt that release, declare today. Declare, God, I am an entrepreneur. Declare, God, thank you for giving me the gift of entrepreneurship. God, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, God, that you will light my path on the way to build what you have birthed in my heart.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you.
Well, that's a great word. It's a great word, Allison. You know, there's some people who may have tried to say, well, I've started in business, but I failed. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says a righteous person will fall down 7 times and get up again. So get up again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just know that God is calling people to finance the world harvest. How shall they hear without a preacher or a messenger?
Yes.
And how shall the messenger go unless they be sent? And how can they go unless they have some finances? So
mm-hmm.
God is raising up these entrepreneurs. And it's amazing. You know, I remember several years ago on the fifth row, and the pastor gave me this testimony. On the fifth row of the church in San Jose, California, I prophesied over a man. I said, I have a word for you. You stand up. And I said to him, you are going to make more in one day working for yourself than you have made in 365 days working for someone else. That pastor told me the very next year in the Silicon Valley, this man made $16 million. Now, I know that doesn't happen to everybody, but he made $16 million.
I will receive it.
It just shows what you can do, but knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So if I wanted to get started in business, I'd go to bpnradio.com every Saturday, 15 hours. You talk about commitment to you business people. We have 15 hours of continuous broadcasting hosted by Rick Gentry. And of course, Ruth Gentry's involved in that. I mean, we want to help you get started, or we want to help you go to grow, as Ian Kieber would say. So we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, wow, we're moving along here. I have a word for Connie M.L. from Kiefer, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are not to discount what God has placed in your heart. You don't need anymore. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you don't need any more confirmation.
Mm.
There's some people that keep waiting and waiting for more confirmation. But sometimes we need that in the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we can just become stagnant waiting, saying, I need another confirmation. So don't hold back. Don't allow words that have been spoken over you and to you in the past. I'm talking about carnal words, prevent you from those things you have a passion to do. He has already made provision for you, Connie. The only thing that is to holding you back is you. The only thing holding you back is you believing in yourself. Quit being so hard on yourself. This is what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say when I called out your name in prayer. I was writing it down. Quit being so hard on yourself and quit believing that everything good that is going to happen in your life is just beyond your reach.
Mm-hmm.
Extend your hands. Embrace the desires and passions of your heart. Talk about those things to God. Talk about those things to yourself. We have the power, the ability to prophesy over ourselves. And so do that. And talk about it. You must talk about it, because your words are very creative words. And I just want you to know, Connie, that dreams really do come true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, and Connie, I hear Holy Spirit saying that pride is of the enemy, but confidence is of God.
Yeah.
Right? And I and he's saying, so he's there, there's been these words that have been spoken over you that have left you feeling like, was I being prideful? Was I being prideful in that situation? And I just hear God saying, I want to give you your swagger back, your confidence, right? Like not a cockiness, not a prideful. It's not prideful. It is a confidence that is birthed from God. He's like I just see him say, I'm giving you your swagger back. So stop being hard on yourself. Stop believing. Again, when we're feeding the words that someone has spoken over us, we're feeding that. We're making it stronger. It's getting stronger and stronger as we feed it.
Yeah.
Instead of feeding what God says and saying, and again, having the world go, oh, don't be confident. Don't get that swagger back. That's pride. And God's saying, no, Connie, have a confidence about you. Get your swagger back.
Yeah.
Again, if you're doing it in his name, it can't be in his name and of the enemy. Right? It can't be, you can't have the confidence that he's given you to walk out in that confidence and yet have a spirit of pride. Those who spoke that spirit of pride over you, they were prideful themselves. And so they were trying to cast the stones.
Yeah.
They were trying to cast the stones. And I bless you, Connie, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to open, you know, Ruth, the last time that we the last time that we opened the phone lines, we hesitated, and then all kinds of people were calling. We're going to give, we'll have about 5 more minutes. We're going to give some people, and I have a couple of more words that I may share, but we're going to give some people an opportunity to call again. I'll take 2 or 3, but before I take some closing phone calls, Allison, tell them one more time, in case people just joined in, about Prophetic Thursday, the new time about Prophetic Thursday.
Yes, so exciting news. If you join us for Prophetic Thursdays, which I know many of you do, we are starting this week, so starting this Thursday, we are moving Prophetic Thursday to 12 p.m. noon Central Standard Time, okay? Noon Central Standard Time. We will be live on BPN Radio and on Facebook, and I know we've got different audiences that join us in different places. Believe it or not, it's our biggest audience is actually on BPN Radio, right? So we've got a few that watch us on Facebook, which is fantastic. We love that. But we have our larger audience on bpnradio.com. And just so excited to be able to have this new time. And we are prayerful that it will walk us into having other people be able to join us live. So that is Prophetic Thursdays moving to noon Central Standard Time here at bpnradio.com and at Dale Gentry Facebook Live.
Okay, thank you, Allison. You're doing a great job. And we are so thankful to be able to share prophetic words with people every week on bpnradio.com. I'm going to take a phone call, and I believe there's somebody that is on right now. Okay, who am I talking to? Hello?
This is Laura.
Laura, where are you from?
Redding, California.
Redding, California. What do you want me to pray with you about? I don't ask this very often, but I'll ask it of you, Laura.
My family.
I pray for your family, and, you know, I just want you to know that once we step out to obey God, where's the attack going to come from? The attack is going to come from the devil. And who's it going to be against? It may not be against us, but against members of our family. And there's so much ministry inside of you, Laura. And, you know, you get this great anointing of God, which I just hear your voice to sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit on your life. So what does Satan want to do? He wants to come and distract you by attacking members of your family to try to create havoc so that you will disregard that great passion, that great anointing that is in your life to do the will, plan, and purpose of God. And you are a part of what God is doing in this nation at this very moment. You are a woman of great influence, great anointing. And so I just break every attack of the enemy against your family. And I just reach out to you right now, and I bless you and release the anointing that is upon your life right now, Laura, there in Redding, California, in Jesus' name. Okay, I'll take another phone call. Okay, who am I talking to?
Jenna.
Jenna, where are you from, Jenna?
Woodland, California.
Jenna, I declare that God is with you. And so many times we feel like God is disregarding us. And that is a seed of deception. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying it's a seed of deception to believe that God is not really hearing us. And if we believe that He doesn't hear us, we know that He's God, but we know that He can hear, but is He hearing us? And Jenna, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that God has been hearing you for a long time. And from the very day that you made your request, I want you to go back to Daniel. The word of the Lord came to Daniel from the very moment that you made that request, Daniel. I responded, but I was hindered. The request was hindered, or the answer, not the request, but the answer was hindered. And I declare from the very moment, Jenna, that you started making those requests, those three priority requests in your life, the answers begin to be released back into your life. But there's been hindrances, but you must hold on, because the promise and the answer is on the way. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Jenna, that you must not be weary in well-doing. In Jesus' name, you must hold on. And I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. And David, there in Modesto, California, I'm hearing a similar word over you. You must hang on. You must not be weary in what God has called you to do and what you are believing God. And there may be others that would say, no, David, you do this, do that. There are many voices saying, come here, come there. Mm-hmm. But you know what you should be doing, what is right, and you must hang on to that. Even if you don't feel the anointing, even if you don't feel the Holy Spirit, you must hang on to that word that is so deeply embedded, rooted in your heart. And David, I declare it shall come to pass. Not one word that God has spoken to you shall fall to the ground. I'm not sure if there's anybody else that I'm to talk to. Well, okay, we've had a wonderful day. Carol, there in Louisville, Kentucky, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have an amazing pioneer gift. I see you heavily involved in the education arena, you and your husband creating new opportunities for students to respond to the growing need of alternative education as our public school system continues to deteriorate in the midst of the violence and corruption that has created havoc in our education system in America. Amazing opportunities are at your doorstep. There's no way you can lose with your incredible teaching administrative giftings. Carol M., Louisville, Kentucky, I bless you there in the great state of Kentucky. And Bonnie L. from Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you can if you want to. You can if you want to. He's already given you the approval to go for it. Why not? Time is passing. And Bonnie, why not you? Why not move forward? I hear the Holy Spirit saying, trust me with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding and all your ways. Acknowledge Him. He will direct your paths. The green light is flashing. Well, we're about out of time. I want to say that our award-winning news director, Delvin Kinzer, is next with the news. If you're watching live, Central Time here on bpnradio.com. And Delvin gives the news throughout the day. Roy Beard at 11:55 a.m. Central Time, a word from the wall. We have special guests every day at noon and 4. Classic, we call them classic interviews. I'm not sure who's on today, but we have two great interviews on today. And classic interviews, people that I've interviewed over the past 3.5 years on bpnradio.com.
Andrew Birchfield and Bill Shannon.
Andrew Birchfield is on today at noon, Bill Shannon on at 4 o'clock. So listen, we have programming throughout the day. Don't forget, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown is going to be my guest tomorrow on bpnradio.com. And He has visited the White House, the Oval Office, prayed for the president, and he has a brand new book out called The Death of Uncle Sam. So don't forget, I have somebody on the line I'm going to pray for before we go. And don't forget Allison Kuber on Prophetic Thursday and Rhonda Kinzer's on Friday praying for people. That's on bpnradio.com and Facebook Live. One more final call. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Pastor, David from Modesto.
David, I just shared a word for you that you are to hang on.
I was trying to call in, Pastor. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not. David, I bless you. In Jesus' name, the callings of God that are inside of you, I hear the Holy Spirit, are safe and sound. You're not going to lose it. You're not going to lose the opportunity. The Holy Spirit's not going to turn you aside. He's not going to run off. I hear the Holy Ghost saying the gifts and anointing inside of you are safe and sound. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Thank you for listening to bpnradio.com. And we're so grateful and thankful. And Aliona, she's about to take us out of here, giving us an outro. Yeah. And thank you very, very much for calling. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. On behalf of Allison Kuber, Ruth Gentry, Dale Gentry saying, wow, you have a bright future. Ruth, come in. Let's just bless everybody as we go today. And Aliona gets ready to do the outro here on bpnradio.com. We bless y'all in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day. Amen and amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Savior, I come. Quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's hill where your blood was spilled for my ransom, and everything I once held dear, I can. Everything I